Skullcut Productions presents Into the Darkness by Greg Farshtey, Chapter 7.
Get out of here. Now. Go back to the other Toa. I'll handle Makuta.
As you handled the Toa Nuva and the Toa Nika, are you fool enough to think you can trust him, Matoro?
Toa Matoro weighed his choice. Brutaka had once been a member of the Order of Mata Nui before he had turned bad. But Makuta? His spirit had been black from the day he had been created. There was no choice at all. He swam away as fast as he could, heading for a rendezvous with his teammates. Makuta, turning his attention back to Brutaka, fired an energy blast of pure shadow at his foe.
You cost me the Nui Stone. You have become an annoyance.
But the shadow bolt never reached its target. Triggering the power of his Kanoe mask, Brutaka opened a dimensional portal and shunted the energy into the zone of darkness, where it could harm nothing.
Then let's see if I can move up to an irritation.
Brutaka fired his own blast of energy from his sword. The blast knocked Makuta's weapon out of his hand.
You know, Makuta, we could do this all day, but it won't get you back what you want.
And that is...
As Makuta said this, he used his control over gravity to slam Brutaka into a nearby mountain.
Well, you don't want the Mask of Life. If you did, you would have never have hired those bumbling Paraka to get it for you. What you do want is to be there when it's found, pulling everybody's strings. You want to decide who has it, how they use it, and when. Am I getting warm?
A little too warm for comfort.
Makuta threw a stasis field around Brutaka, but the former Order of Mata Nui member demolished the field with one swipe of his blade.
Please. I was getting out of stasis fields when you were still on Destro raising archive moles.
What is it that you want, Brutaka?
Once, I would have wanted the mask myself. Once, I would have had myself ruling the universe with it. Now I guess I could say, my vision's improved, and I just want to see you sweat. Oh, by the way, Nocturne had the mask last I saw, but Hydroxen was about to take it away from him. And who knows what that lunatic will do with it, so maybe you better go and see.
Makuta's instinct was to continue the battle, but Brutaka was right. He couldn't afford to lose control of events, not at this late stage.
This isn't over.
Brutaka ran a finger along the razor-sharp edge of his sword.
Oh, Makuta. I'm counting on that.
To be continued.